Yeah, yeah. Happy fucking happy hour podcast.
Delicious.
Carlos Alazraki and Jim Ward together.
And he brought Jim. Single malt scotch.
Drinking the Cow Leela from Islay Whiskey territory, nice and smoky and peaty.
Both drinking whiskey. Anything could happen.
Oh, Lord.
Sober, they are dangerous
don't
together.
Don't draw any conclusions from my fabulous headphones.
That's right.
Jim Ward, the only man with large enough manhood to sport hot pink headphones.
And
Jim,
we thank Tashina Arnold for the Beats by Dre headphones.
Do.
That's right,
thank
Beats by Dre. You better watch out, Jim. You may not be able to travel to India and get service.
Yeah.
Wearing them pink headphones.
What's with Indiana?
Fucking Dick Mike
fucking
Pence.
Fucking dickhead,
governor.
That Mike Pence.
Yeah. And now he's blaming all of the bad reaction on the liberal media.
Right. I challenge Mike Pence
to a cage
fight.
A lot of major companies are
fight.
Saying, fuck you, you homophobe.
Yeah, Salesforce, they're
I challenge
huge...
Mike Pence to a cage fight. He probably outweighs me, but I'm so fucking full of rage, I'll fucking just grab his balls.
Yeah.
Mike Pence, do you hear me? I challenge you to a cage fight, UFC. And if you lose, when you lose, you have to repeal your fucking stupid law.
Yeah.
You know what I got for you?
What?
Help. I got tweezers in here so you can find his balls.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Do you need my iPhone light? Just... I got an iPhone light. We can do that. We can do the iPhone light.
The iPhone light. We were talking about it earlier. If religion feels like it's under attack, it should be under attack 24 hours a day. It should be under scrutiny. Chris and I talked about it. Mm-hmm. If you need some religion to get you through the day and to help you with your family,
that's awesome.
That's fine. But once it goes outside of the boundary, it starts breaching into intolerance, that's the point where we have to attack it.
Once it starts going into my life and starts restricting what I can do,
it should not promote intolerance.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. And or obstruct women's rights.
My God is better than your God.
My God is better than your God.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
But I have hundreds of them, so you're not.
My God's dick is bigger than your God's dick. It really is.
Yeah.
It is liberty to discriminate, to be a bigot. That's what it is. It's like, oh, you have religious liberty to, you know.
It's unbelievable. And here's what I like the athletes that stood up for Trayvon Martin, that stood up for hands up, don't shoot. I want those same athletes to stand up against this government in Indianapolis. I want LeBron James up there. I want all four of those. I want four Indianapolis Colts players to come up with, like, hands up, don't serve. Whatever you do, I want to see athletes protesting the way they did when Ferguson went nuts.
Hands up, wrist down.
Hands up, wrist down.
What?
There you go.
Why not?
I'm just saying that Hinduism has a deep bench. They have a lot of gods and goddesses.
Yes, they do.
They have a deep bench. We will kick your ass.
We will kick your ass over and over again. I will.
By Jove.
Don't believe Life of Pi. He chose Hinduism in the end.
Oh, yeah. Talk to the hand. You want to talk to... Here, you talk to Shiva.
Shiva.
Talk to
Ganesh.
All these hands.
Talk to
all of them.
She'd be a good boxing coach.
Right.
Throw your combinations. Throw the 252 and the 3.
Let me take a second and say... Okay. All right. That was for Mike Pence. Okay.
He's just, gross.
Yeah, right. He's
how do you
barf.
Do that? How much of a child do you have to be be so scared of change? It's the last remnants of white people wanting it to go back to 1950. Why can't it be why black people sat in the other corner and didn't drink from the same fountains? Why can't we go back to that? Why do
does that person have a nose whistle?
Why do we have to endure the colors?
Or the change, said the people from OU.
What are you just doing, Carlos? Who is that?
I don't know what I was doing.
Doing Sam Elliott from Justified.
Sam Elliott.
You owe me my fiance.
That smart's known as
Raylan Gibbons.
Yeah. I'm just incensed about it. It's so sad that some people live in a time machine and want to go backwards.
Yeah.
It's indicative of how frightened and how childish they are and how to spin it. We were talking about some guy.
The DeLorean is supposed to go forward.
Yeah.
I ran into Lee Merriweather the other day, speaking of time tunnel.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Batwoman.
That was random.
Catwoman.
Yes, from the movie. Right.
Very cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Max, stop it. stop getting mommy's cheese.
In any case, that's what I
all
wanted
right,
to
so,
lead with.
Okay. Let's talk about this breaking news story of the airline. Do we need to, like, when you're getting on a plane, go, how you feeling? Mm-hmm. Captain, let's turn that frown upside down.
Do you need a hug? Mm-hmm.
What's going on? You want to hug it out, bitch? What's happening?
See, it was the Japanese who did kamikazes. The Germans generally didn't do
that.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to fly and...
Although the Red Baron was a little wacky in the air.
Right?
Red Baron? No.
No?
I was World War I.
Oh.
German? Manfred von Richthofen.
Okay.
No, he wasn't. No,
yeah,
he was.
The co-pilot
locked
the pilot out of the cockpit and did it on purpose, apparently.
Yeah.
And Jim, you know, speaking German, supposedly, so that's the last thing you hear is German over the loudspeaker. The whole thing is just...
Lass mich rein, verdammt nochmal.
Pardon me?
Spinnst du?
That means there will be no food on this flight.
Yes. There'll be no beverage service. Fuck. Here's one suggestion, Jim, and we talked about it, because they were saying they should put the bathroom in the cockpit,
They never have to leave the cockpit.
Right. Do they have, like, food in there and everything?
Probably.
Like, yeah, because that could make for some awkward pilot announcement, ladies and gentlemen.
Oi, Kreplach again.
We fly at an altitude of 40,000 feet. Unlike you, our cabin is not pressurized, so we're experiencing a little bit of flatulence. We will ensure you that will not exit into the main cabin. Should it do, please put the oxygen masks on yourselves first and your children's.
We will be bailing out.
Yeah. It's nice how we can turn tragedy into a fart joke.
Sure.
But that is just
because some planes may have to go back to decorn, back to the gate for a moment. Mm-hmm.
Decorn, yep.
When I eat corn.
When did I? What the hell?
Yeah, what? It didn't appear that there were any telltale signs.
When did
this
I
guy.
Eat sauerbraten?
Sauerbraten? Shit. That's, no, but that might be, right?
Yeah.
A solution to put the, but I'm just saying, because, you know, then the copa, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, really? Did you have to have the burrito in Albuquerque? Fuck! Oh, I'm sorry, is the microphone on?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the Germans did, towards the end of the war, start ramming our bombers. Oh. They just had very lightly built Messerschmitts with no guns or armor plating or
like
anything.
Like Dusty Crop Hopper in Planes.
Yes,
exactly.
Starring Carlos Alas Rocky.
Starring Carlos Alas Rocky.
But it wasn't terribly effective.
Right.
Because, well, we had thousands of them. Yes. By that time of the war, it was like, ugh. Right. Why are we still doing this?
What's so sad about this one is that there's going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? They're going to be struggling to find, ironically, a reason that this happened. Like, there's no ties to terrorism. There's no... Usually people who commit suicide do it alone, so that's what's so frustrating about this is, like, there's no explanation for it to happen. How does somebody decide that they want to...
He was just an Arschloch.
Pardon me? just an asshole in German, is that what you're saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, but even that, like, nobody seems to have said that he seemed crazy, all his... friends and whatever.
He seemed like a nice feller.
He seemed like a nice feller.
Was he a spurn lover, that kind of thing?
No. You know? No. By the way, would you like some fun facts about the other times commercial pilots were suspected of crashing planes on purpose? Mm-hmm.
Six times.
Well, actually, 24 American pilots over the last 20 years have killed themselves while flying planes.
Yeah.
Yipes.
Other pilots have been suspected of downing
and the Japanese say, oh, you amateurs. Oh.
You steal our act, you motherfuckers. In order to get revenge due to mental health issues or even over a reported lover spat.
Yeah, there was that one plane with the lover spat.
Oh, yeah, there was one. Hang on, let me skip ahead to that. Where was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a male-female pilots, and they were having a lover spat. Like in Airplane, except they were only in charge of the loading zone. Do we have that? Yes. Hang on. There's no parking. Yeah. No, the white zone is for loading and unloading, and there is no stopping in the red zone. The red zone has always been for loading and unloading. There's never stopping in a white zone. Don't tell me which zone is for stopping and which zone is for loading. Listen, buddy, don't start off with your white zone shit again. Yeah, right? And then it ends with, you just want me to have an abortion.
So I can't park in the white zone. You motherfucker.
Yeah. Ferguson Airlines.
That one was Royal Air Maroc Flight 360. That was in 1994.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to land in Morocco. Evidence suggested the captain disconnected autopilot, crashed the plane on purpose. They posed a possible explanation, a lover's quarrel with his female co-pilot, picked up by the cockpit voice recorder.
Wow.
That's what they're there for.
Wow.
Whatever happened to getting drunk and crying in a corner?
Right.
In the fetal position.
Eating chocolate, listening to Carpenters. What the fuck?
I heard that country song. My baby broke up with me. Gonna get on a plane full of people and crash it on purpose.
Gonna crash it on purpose. Why is you gonna crash it on purpose?
I don't know. Goes the ocean's dirty.
There's a bunch of these. Japan Airlines Flight 350 in 1982.
Oh, that you expected from the Japanese.
Right.
In 1945.
Dove into Tokyo Bay. This was not even, it was in the 80s. the captain, it was cited the captain's mental illness was cited. He had suffered recently from a psychosomatic disorder. Fuck. Took a year off from work to deal with mental health issues. Really? Is that okay to go? Yeah, I'm fine now. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm good.
I got my medicines.
That doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Okay.
Psychosomatic disorder. I'm convinced I've got a wallaby in my spleen.
Yeah. Pistorius could never be a pilot.
There's a lizard. Oh, there's a lizard on the wing.
What? Look at these damn lizards up my damn plane.
It's going to be iRobot. We're going to have to go to automated pilots. Hello, this is your captain speaking. I'm having a beautiful day. No lover spat, no quarrels. Do not worry.
We got to have like a, like, you know, Dr. Phil, noted doctor of bullshitology on every flight, don't we?
We do.
How you doing?
How you feeling?
Feeling good. See, what you need right now is a back massage. See that you're feeling a little tense. Right. You might have a hard...
Oh!
Landing. Bam!
Good thing there's no electricity here.
Okay. It's all right.
That's okay. That's all right. Is that whiskey? Good boy.
No, it's... I wouldn't dare spill my whiskey.
And it's spilling again.
That's all right.
It's going everywhere.
That's okay.
Okay.
Not since Tashina Arnold threw tequila at you. Yeah. We had such an incident.
Well, no, you
my beer just did a money shot. Sorry about that.
You spilled some champagne once.
I need some more. Give me that. All right. Just so that doesn't go into
Hey, you're the one that invited me.
All right.
What? Do you want me to go upstairs?
Chris, you doing okay?
Yeah. Do you want me to go upstairs and...
No, everything's good.
All right. Okay. Get some more paper towels or something?
No.
I rewired it.
Everything's fine.
We're fine.
It's all right.
I got a little bit excited there.
No, Carl from Sling Blade will fix it in a second.
I'll clean it up. Don't worry, I work for BP. I'm used to this.
Sop it up with some biscuits and mustard.
That's who's against climate change, by the way, is a lot of beer brewers.
Really?
Thank you, Travis.
Oh, thank you. There you go. Roll of tongs. Very good.
All right.
Very good.
Why don't you lick it up?
Yeah, I was just afraid of that. Whatever that thing is. I'm not
That's
sure.
A speaker.
I'm sure it's not important.
It's a speaker.
Hey, beer batter chopsticks.
All right.
Mr. Oh, speaker. Okay.
Anyway, where were we?
I feel like a porn cleanup crew.
Oh, jeez.
Told you
quit showbiz?
What the Christ?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Christ. All right. What were we saying? What were we talking about, for God's sake?
You were making a point gesticulating with your arms. What was that point?
The point is...
It was a really good one.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was saying
you
about...
You killed us all, you fucker. You'd be like the co-pilot. Oh, I'm sorry. What did I do? Oh, is that the... What does this do?
Yeah.
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Yeah. That's what I said he said.
Yes.
That's what I said he said this morning, right? Yeah. Knock three times and whatever.
Unbelievable.
Ich höre das Klopfen, aber du kommst nicht rein.
I knew Jim would add a realism to this with his German speaking.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for that kraut talk.
All right. Pardon me?
I said thank you for that kraut talk.
Oh, my God. All right. So, anyway, where were we? I guess we're done with the
French Alps
tragedy. Because it's been 5 minutes, as Jim said. So, tragedy plus 5 minutes. Comedy.
Well, by the time you hear this on Friday night, it'll...
Yeah.
You know.
You'll be drunk.
We'll
you'll
blown
be like,
over.
Because, no, but Jim and I have been on a flight... Into where the fuck are we going? Columbus in hailstorms, in hailstones, and Jim started singing Buddy Holly to me because he's a fucking asshole.
Do.
He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not funny.
How about some Big Bopper?
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Chantilly
baby.
Lace
you know
with a pretty
what I
face.
So I started singing Patsy Cline to him because you know what? I can be a cunt when he's going to be a fucking asshole.
Absolutely.
Little things you say and do make me want to. Oh, my God!
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but this has been like a lot of plane shit going on.
A lot of plane
and
shit.
And you fly a lot, Carlos.
I used to. Don't do it anymore. Got the kids. I fly with kids. Flying with kids, forget it. You want the plane to go down.
Yeah.
You wanted to crash in the Alps.
Yeah. I wanted to go down.
There are worse places
kids.
To crash.
And look, the iPad ran out of batteries. Go ahead and do what you need to do.
Right. Jim and I got on a flight once. So we're like 20 fucking strollers in the breezeway.
Oh,
and we were like,
yeah.
You know what?
Fuck that shit.
We're going to kill ourselves now.
Yeah, kill yourselves now.
Do it.
Punch a hole in the window. Yeah, it's
right.
I don't fly as much as I used to, but yeah, it's a scary thought that your lives are in the hands of, you know, you just have this image of pilots, and usually it's a white male,
Right, you go do penis envy, mommy issues, what's going on?
They're like Chuck Yeager, it's like the right stuff kind of image of a pilot, Sam Shepard and rugged, and nah, they'll never do anything.
As a matter of fact, in Up in the Air, it was Sam Elliott who came out and gave the wings to George Clooney.
10 million miles.
10 million miles, yes.
He did have a whistle, doesn't
every
he?
Every character that Carlos does this week has a nose whistle.
That's my own natural whistle. But yeah, it's a scary thought that these people are human. And he had 630 flight hours, never any indication that this guy was going to do something like that. And it's kind of sad. Maybe it's time for automated pilots.
Otto the autopilot.
Yeah. As long as Julie Haggerty can blow him up.
I mean, I will blow up a pilot if I can get there safe.
Computer driven anyways, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're basically flying the computer on an Airbus anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We had one caller today saying, yeah, they're basically in there doing crossword puzzles.
Oh, well, Jesus. Yeah, and the flight attendant, in America, the flight attendant has to go in if one pilot goes out.
Yeah, if a pilot has to go pee-pee.
And he was saying that's just awkward. It's just awkward party conversation.
Because they have nothing in common.
As the caller said today, the pilots are just like bus drivers with nice jackets, but they look down on the flight attendants. Yeah. So it's very awkward. It's like
I think I may have had some bad Baba Ganoush, and that's bad.
It's just awkward. What you doing? What's that thing do?
I crack a window.
If I do that button, what does that do there?
This one's pretty.
Yeah. And pilots just like, so how long you been sucking dick? Just just awkward conversation.
Those two have nothing in common.
Just is it good? Okay.
Huh? What? You lost me.
Because flight attendants. Flight
attendants have to go in and sit in place of the co-pilot or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have nothing in common.
Okay. So they're all Julie Haggerty is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And
just saying.
Pilot has.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, the gay flight attendants are always like, is it great? Touching tits? They're like big bags of sand or something, right? They're like, okay. Okay.
When my wife was a Can-Am flight attendant.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
Can-Am.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah, I heard stories. Some which I didn't really want to hear.
Please.
No. Like.
Please. Oh, please.
Well, no, but she had a roommate who was actually dating Spiro Agnew.
Gross.
Is that a badge of honor to date Spiro Agnew?
It was in 1972.
Really?
What implies a date, though? What is the implication of a date?
Yeah, they were fucking.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
We're going to go to the movies tonight. We're going to go to the soda shop and share a malt. No,
They didn't go to the pizza parlor.
Right. Wow, that's weird. Okay. Anything else? Do you have any other flight attendants?
He was a nattering nabob of negativism.
Okay.
Well, that's back when cockpits had enough room to do some shagging.
They wouldn't
now
name them cockpits if...
Yeah. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, because back then there were three people in the cockpit.
Right. You had a flight engineer.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. The old days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone was saying that today. Yeah. That 9/11 would have happened if you had three. Right.
Well,
yeah.
And so there was
9/11 wouldn't have happened if George Bush hadn't been president.
All right. Okay. All
right. Hey, I represent that remark. Exactly. I don't appreciate that.
Do you?
I saw those briefings in Crawford and I poured my soul into them. I did what I could.
That was a shallow pour.
Yeah, I tell you what.
That was not like the pour that Jim did with
Carlos
Whiskey.
Can you imagine if Obama was president during 9/11? And it's just like all the hate, all the just Muslim, let the other Muslims fly in a plane. Saudi Arabia, still our friends.
Yep.
Although they went into Yemen and started dropping some bombs.
Well, you know, we had this conversation about someone calling in and said that Clinton did nothing to stop, Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. We created Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda because we're so freaked out about the Soviets, you know, the
Charlie Wilson's war
over, you're right, Afghanistan, that we actually put Osama bin Laden out there selling the idea of Stinger missiles to the Mujahideen as long as they killed communists.
Mm-hmm. Well,
watch what you wish for.
Yeah.
We get in bed with some bad, strange fellows in order to get our personal gain. It goes all the size back.
At least the Russians were building schools while, Al-Qaeda were setting fire to them.
Yeah. Jim, you've neglected to say the word fuck for almost, like, nine to ten
fucking
minutes.
That's fucked up.
You're a fucking scared.
I mean, I don't mean to be a cunt about it, but I'm just saying it's the Happy Hour podcast.
This podcast is dark.
I would have that fucking cunt for not saying cunt enough.
All right. It's Aztec. It's not as dark.
Yeah, this is okay. Yeah, this is a dark now, podcast.
I'm in a bad mood.
That speaking of flying.
Fucking, go ahead.
Oh, Max, no.
Maximoosh.
You're fucking moosh.
Maximoosh, no.
Woody Allen really wanted to take Marielle Hemingway to... she was a teenager then, to Europe.
She's my daughter.
Listen, it's, Manhattan's you know. Beautiful, but have you seen the Notre Dame?
I was hoping for some dueling Woody Allen.
Just do dueling Woody Allen. Come on, Jim, let's go.
Yeah, I need to be facetious or didactic.
Yeah, the competition is not my thing. I mean, imagine Woody Allen in Al Pacino role. You're out of order. The whole court is out of order.
Right.
It really is. The air conditioning is not on.
Atticus
Finch.
Actually, Finch. Yeah, it's my speed.
Like mine. Yo, Jim, a little bit.
Enthusiasms.
Yeah, I have teeth too. Can you help me, Jack?
We've taken a turn into dueling Robert De Niro.
Hey,
yo,
you know,
what's
we got
up,
the
bitches?
We got the voice guys here.
Yo, Rob, let's make some blue meth. Let's
a
do
man
it, yo.
Has what?
Enthusiasm.
You're sad about your father, right? Tell me about your father.
Oh, Billy.
What was that movie?
Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal coming in looking at Robert De Niro with his...
One eye!
Okay.
So, wait, what was that movie? Come on, analyst movie.
Analyze this.
Analyze this. Right. You know, you were upset about your father.
Analyst, but that was a completely different movie.
It has gone dark, but I got a lot of rage that needs to get this. I actually called a man a cunt in public in front of my daughter, Riley.
Wow.
We were late
wow.
to a birthday party.
Wow, that takes...
No wonder she lifts her skirt at every
wow. Yeah. We were late wow. to a birthday party. A guy cut me off. He wouldn't move. I couldn't get through. And he goes, you need to get laid. And so I'm a professional comedian. So I said, fuck you, you fucking cunt. And I punched his car. And within 3 seconds, I didn't have time for shame. My daughter goes, what? Riley says, what means cunt? I said, no, you're speaking it correctly. You meant to say, what does cunt mean? and I didn't have any answer, and we had been watching a lot of Willy right. Wonka at the time, so I said, a cunt is a bad Oompa Loompa that's gone rogue.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a good move, Dad.
Yeah. You stole the formula for the everlasting gobstopper, and you gave it to Slugworth, you disgusting, dirty, little cunt!
You brought me an abnormal cunt!
Yes. And so I think that's in the bonus features. She literally asked, what does cunt mean? I went, oh, beautiful.
Oh,
I think of on the top of the list of things not to do when you get in a traffic scuffle with your daughters in the back, I think saying cunt and punching a car is number two.
Yeah.
Slightly behind taking your pants off and rubbing your balls on the bumper going, I don't need to get laid right now because I'm fucking your bumper, you fucking cunt. Which would have been better because the windows are tinted and she would have never seen that.
Right,
no,
right, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tinted windows is the answer.
You know.
It's not a parenting issue, it's a tinted window issue.
While my wife.
She's a nosy little bitch.
Dropped the first F bomb in front of Riley. I dropped the first cunt bomb in front of her.
Good for you. You're such a good dad.
Why did your wife drop the F bomb?
I don't know.
Something you did, or just something?
She's like, oh, fuck.
Mommy, do you have a cunt?
Yeah, probably she's going to say that. It's all right with me. She can do anything she wants to be. She can do anything she wants to be.
Be anything she wants to do.
She can be
all that you can do.
Sure. I didn't spill enough beer, apparently. I'm riding home on my Vespa. Comedian.
Wee. No. By the way, that's a beautiful Vespa.
Isn't it?
It really
is.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
Yeah.
I got a little wet when I saw that, a little moist.
Oh, really? I did. Vespas, turning lesbian straight since 1964.
Is that a Vespa, or are you just happy to see me?
I get Stephanie Rad's side saddle on that thing.
I bet I could. I'd get all girly. Mm-hmm. Get a little parasol and a
dress.
Get
her moist parts moister.
What? Okay. My point is...
Keeps the hot side hot and the cold,
cold
side
cold.
I say hot. Put that on your back for your back problems.
Jason Alexander's finest moment.
Yeah, it was a McDLT commercial. Uh-huh.
But you're my friend
I'm
was
sure
saying
you'd
about...
I'd like to forget.
What were your friends saying about?
Her nephews, like her sister-in-law. Their dog's name was Pride. And when the dog was barking too much, it was Pride! Fuck it, Pride, fuck it. And so from then on, for the rest of their lives, the dog's name was Fuck It, Pride, Fuck It.
Fuck It, Pride, Fuck It.
For the little kids.
All right.
For the little kids.
Yeah.
What about Amanda Knox? I just thought of that. Is she guilty or what, or is she not?
I don't think so. It's pretty hot, though.
She seems to get convicted an awful lot for someone who didn't do it. You know?
Who hasn't wanted to kill their roommate in college? Jesus Christ. My roommate was the most annoying bitch in the world. She used to sing Barbara Streisand songs.
I think there might be some there. I don't know.
My roommate Toby. Oh Jesus Christ!
No DNA though. There's no.
Yeah, I know. But she seems to be getting convicted an awful lot. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I almost banged two of my female roommates, but I...
Really?
I
oh, you know who one of them was.
Daphne Zuniga?
Yeah.
Well, no. I had no shot.
No shot with Daphne Zuniga?
No, not at all.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, Jim Ward was roommates with Daphne Zuniga.
Well, not in the same Melrose room, place. But same house.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. That's close enough for you.
She was also in Spaceballs,
especially with the length
she?
Of... What's
she doing now, Daphne
With
Zuniga?
The length of your dick, Jim. That was just in the same house was, you know...
That's close enough.
She speaks out against mercury poisoning. Isn't that why we had her on?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And then
yeah, that was weird.
So she's prejudiced against Neptune poisoning.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. What? She's can Mercurius. I get to the end of this Woody Allen story? So Woody Allen.
Hey, Homer. She's didactic. She's just such a large.
Get to the end. Yeah, the small end.
She spent her youth.
Didactic.
Woody Allen was so intent on taking her to Europe, he flew out to her parents' house in Idaho to convince the whole family.
What?
The Hemingway family?
Yes. She was 18 when she
filmed
that.
Jews are not popular in Idaho, so you know I must really have strong feelings for your daughter.
Wow.
I'm taking a trip to Coeur d'Alene.
She was hosting Allen at her parents' home when she realized he was trying to sleep with her. Even more disturbing, her parents encouraged it, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Hemingway woke up in the middle of the night with a certain knowledge that I was an idiot. No one was going to get their own room in Paris. Blah, blah, blah. So she shook him awake in the guest room and said, I'm not going to get my room, am I? And Allen fumbled for his glasses.
Here's what should have happened. You play Woody Allen, you call me on Bill Cosby.
I'm going to go to Paris. I can't go to Paris with you. He called his private jet the next morning and he was out of there.
I need some advice.
Yeah, I understand you need to get to a certain area of a person's body. Yes. This is Muriel Hemingway. You need some sort of thing to put in a drink.
I don't know what I should do. Maybe put some,
Did you ever see the movie with that? I think it was The Animal House with Tom Hulce, and she's got the girl and she's passed out. And they got the devil on the show. You need to listen to the black devil. See, you got to do what you need to do.
Should I put like 5-hour energy in a Manischewitz?
You need to put some chocolate pudding and some 5-hour energy together. And you need to zoom and you need to boom and you need to zazzazz. Put the pills in the people. And you need to fuba. 10,000 blue gunkies under the table. You need to stick your cubit up her cubit. What's and a cubit? Fuba. Right. Who is this really?
Noam, it's the Lord.
Another tour de force.
No, we do not condone that this call
along,
ever took place.
Take the J bus.
What do you mean, the Jew bus?
What? No, not Jew the Jew bus. No. Okay, let's talk about this guy. You know, I'm not saying there's an unprecedented level of disrespect for this president, but this artist used his huge penis to paint a portrait of Obama.
Did you see the guy?
Oh, wow.
Well, he has a huge penis.
He's kind of hot. He's very hot.
Vancouver artist created a majestic picture of President Obama using only his erect penis.
Erect?
Yikes.
There it is. There's
the guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
He looks like he belongs on the front of a romance novel or something.
Yeah, Brent Ray Frazier used his very large
romance
organ.
Novel? Really?
He says his penis naturally becomes erect when he is stirred by his art. But he has to tie a knot He has to tie a knot around it to stay hard, as you do.
Oh, yeah, like when you're giving blood?
To draw on paper, as the paint is very cold, Carlos. Wow, look at that. There you go. There he is.
Painting.
Yes. Uh-huh. When not...
Every painting has a vein in it.
Michelangelo did.
Yeah.
On the Sistine Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second. When not using the tip of his dong, he also makes prints with his equally vast scrotum, which looks strangely like...
Vast?
Yeah, well, look at that. Looks like elephant footprints.
Ah.
A scrotum shouldn't be described as vast.
Well,
great for children's parties.
He said it's like the Warhol factory, but with my dick. Working on the art gets me aroused.
He put the pills in his penis.
Aha! I'm not the only one. Stephanie looks at a penis
Stephanie
and spilled.
I think
that's a
some
sign.
Some lesbian you are.
Yeah, here you go.
I am a bad lesbian.
You are.
Bad lesbian.
Well, listen, that picture made me... Okay.
Lesbian and hetero rising.
Spills tonight.
No pun intended.
What's going on with you people?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
No. It's
where's
weird.
A little.
Well, God's been putting the pillows in the
You got to see, because he's painting the paintings with his penis, and he's got the thing in place, and it's under the ball sack.
Pardon me?
He's got the ball sack on the canvas, and the canvas on the ball sack, and he's making elephant defeats, and he's not a poacher. Oh.
We need, like, someone for permanent cleanup for tonight.
I can do it. I'm Latino.
Pardon me?
I can clean for you. I'm Latino.
Hey, that's why we booked a Latino, because we knew there'd be a lot of cleanup.
My name is Carlos. I can clean for you.
I'm so sorry. I really did not book. I booked you because of your wild
Yo
talent,
quiero limpiar su mesa.
He said up. Jew. He said I can clean for Jew.
That's right. Fresh clean yambicas.
Max, you're being paranoid.
Yeah.
All right. I got, listen. Got another, well, this is in my mom. I hope this is not near my mom in Charlotte. Charlotte, North Carolina, a Charlotte man who has continually irritated his neighbors by standing naked in the front door of his home has exposed a state law that local prosecutors want to change.
Exposed?
Yeah, well, the law says a person can't expose themselves in a place where the public has access.
Okay.
Police want to change that, making clear it's unlawful for a person to expose himself if he can be seen because he's in his front door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because I know you yell in your cul-de-sac like an old fucking man about drivers, but...
I'm ready to show my balls.
You go all world according to GARP on people.
Yeah.
He told reporters his neighbors are the problem because they're conducting a witch hunt. He said, I will not stand outside my door naked, and no one has a picture of me standing outside my door naked. What they have is a picture of intrusion of seclusion.
Huh? He knows the law.
Right. He said he's not a threat to the neighborhood. He said he would. He said the world needs to understand serenity and being reasonable.
Mm. All right.
He didn't.
And nakedity. Nakedity?
What?
I yelled at another idiot driving down our street again. Because we live in a cul-de-sac. There are two signs that say not a through street.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this moron races to the end of the street, turns around, comes back going even faster when there were kids playing in the street.
Okay, that's a problem.
And I said, there are kids playing in the fucking street, you asshole.
Yeah. What'd he say?
He kept going.
Yeah. That's why there can't be world peace.
Yeah.
Never attainable.
Because of people like you.
Because people don't give a fuck all
like
each other.
Because they don't care about cul-de-sac. If you don't care about cul-de-sac etiquette, then there's no hope for us.
I just wish there were some spikes in the road so I can like just pull a handle and poof, blow his tires out.
Oh. Sure.
Wow. That'd be awesome.
I'm worse. I'm like, I hope you fucking crash into a tree and die. And your family has
lots of
pain.
But I feel sorry for the tree.
Yeah.
And that's not just on Whiskey Claim Jumper night. That's like on most nights.
No, that's on most nights.
Yeah? You're just
I live in a drive-through street, and it's bad. It is an indication that the rat trap is getting more crowded, and people don't give a fuck all.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. You know, there's no sense of community. It's lost because Los Angeles, the city councils and Burbank city councils have given way to developers. They've let them do unfettered real estate development. There's multi-numbered apartment complexes where single homes used to be. We're in the worst 4 years of the worst drought we probably ever had, and it's all short-term profit. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares.
Yep.
Yeah, and now we have, for $200, you can file a proposition to have gays shot in the head.
Where?
Saw that, right?
Indiana?
No,
here.
California.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's not a thing that Kamala Harris, the Attorney General, can do to stop it.
Wow.
You can file a what?
It's the Sodomite Suppression Act.
What the
for
country?
$200, you can file it. He filed a thing that said you can shoot gays in the head.
And if he gets enough signatures.
Or any other convenient method of execution.
If he gets enough signatures, it's going to be on the ballot.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 If there's only provision, then you have to be able to prove that he's gay by letting him fuck you in the ass.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's it. I mean,
see,
yeah.
That's
all right.
Otherwise, it's just murder.
It's balance.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel says it took two surgeries to fix his messed up dick.
What?
He said my dick hole just kind of closed up on its own.
Uh oh.
What?
How does he pee?
I don't know why it happened. I still don't know why.
How does he pee?
The guy said your urethra is closing up. You need to get it operated on, and they did. And then they said, "Yeah, we didn't get it. It
urethra
didn't quite
Franklin?
Work. We need
What's
to do it again."
What's happening with Jimmy's Kimmel?
RESPDICK.
Ew.
Urethra Franklin. It's a bad pun.
Urethra Franklin.
What you want, baby? I got it.
If you pee, it's gonna come back at you.
All right. You
comes
know
out his nostrils.
I saved
that
up.
Was a weird sneeze.
with my
and
one
the guy
urethra.
Was peeing from his nose. I swear to God.
One urethra.
Okay, I saved Florida Stack for last.
Thank you.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well.
Oh, what the Christ.
What the Christ. I think I've done this before, but I think it bears doing again. Florida.
So to speak.
Come again? Florida teen caught making love to stuffed horse in a Walmart. Love? Really?
Love?
All right, love.
All right, well. Florida teen caught fucking a stuffed horse to masturbate in a Walmart in Florida.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
As you do.
Yep.
As you do when you're a
19-year-old. He used the... in the store's comforter section, which is kind of romantic.
Oh.
It's sort of soft. Romantic.
It's right? Soft.
He took it to the bedding section.
Listen,
I'm sure he laid down a really nice down alternative comforter.
Right. That's right. Used the toy to masturbate before placing it back on the shelf among the other items.
Hey.
Mommy, do that's what it's sticky.
Do I get a,
after it was
do
used?
I get a discount because this has cum on it? Or this one is this crying is... from its backside.
This horse
why does
is.
Why this one have Cinnabon glaze on it?
This horse is used.
Really used.
Did he call the horse afterwards?
Abused.
No, bastard. He did not, that fucker. He
literally.
Selected a brown, tan, and red stuffed horse.
Hmm. All right.
He likes them dark just like De Niro.
Yeah, she's hot.
It's a hot horse.
Yeah, Naomi Campbell. Hey, Naomi. I'll make you nay.
Not like
instead she Naomi'd me in the balls.
There you go.
Like some dark like De Niro. Oh God.
Is that moves like Jagger? Yeah.
He selected it from the clearance shelf in the garden department.
Well, the garden department.
Oh my
that
God!
Really,
that's like a,
you know that cheapens the whole love story.
That's right. Like a Harlan County hooker, Dewey Crow. You got some dark meat I can screw.
Yeah. Who's my clearance whore? Okay. Got you on sale.
This is the dirtiest show I've ever been involved.
All right, well, whatever.
Really?
Yes.
The defendant then proceeded to the comforter aisle in housewares.
The comforter aisle.
And proceeded to pull out his genitals, which were in an aroused state.
Mm-hmm. Ah, they were like the painter.
They were turgid.
Right.
I'm not even fucking the horse, I'm painting
that's
the horse.
Hard to do.
He proceeded to hold the stuffed horse's chest. Maybe she had nice tits, maybe.
Well, now.
Stacked to his genital, proceeded to hump the stuffed horse. Using short, fast movements, the defendant continued his action until he achieved orgasm and ejaculated on the stuffed horse's chest area.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a
just
pearl
say,
necklace.
Just say nay.
He gave her a pearl necklace.
Okay.
Yeah, another ZZ Top song.
The defendant then placed the soiled stuffed horse on top of a bed and a bag, comforter set.
Oh. Those are scratchy.
Why do they call it soiled?
The defendant then exited the store. Contact was made with the defendant directly across the street. After being arrested, he confessed in a written statement, I did unmentionables to a stuffed animal. I need to think before what I do. I'm extremely sorry.
He needs the fuck flashlight.
I meant to fuck...
So the next time I fuck a horse.
He needs the fuck flashlight. Remember the fuck
I
flashlight?
I meant to fuck flashlight. Something else entirely
flashlight.
In the house flashlight. Horse section. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Yeah, leave the horses alone.
Go to the fleshlight section.
Were any of the other stuffed animals jealous? Was there a jealous stuffed pig?
Why not me?
Yeah, exact right. Imagine the self-esteem of the other.
Yeah, other stuffed animals
wild
that did not get fucked.
Wild horses couldn't shag me away.
There you go, yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to put my McDagger in her.
The headline is, rude police interrupt a couple from...
Florida.
Having sex in full blue view of a playground.
Oh.
Group of children at playground in Green Acres, Florida.
Hey, Mr. Douglas. I was wondering
Green
if you'd like
Acres
to have
is a place for me.
Not that Green Acres.
People in
all
park,
younger
you
than
see?
Age 10, Carlos.
Oh.
Witnessed a couple in the throes of passion.
Throes.
As their copulation traveled from treeside to inside a truck.
Okay.
After police were called to the scene, the officer came upon.
I bet he did.
Mid-act, he was seen kneeling inside of the truck on the seat with the woman's feet dangling outside the driver's side door.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? According to the arrest report, after spotting the officer, Steger looked at his partner and said, huh, shame we're going to jail. Oh, fuck. This was going so well. Fucking in my truck.
right in the view of children now.
And the kids were getting free sex education.
Absolutely. Right? It's better, you know, what would have been worse to see two people fighting, you know, actually punching each other. It's like, oh, that's okay. But two people actually making love, that's disgusting.
That is awful.
How dare
you? And it was straight sex. What's wrong with that?
Now that is a gift from God right there.
That's right. That's legal in Indiana.
See, that's going to turn them kids straight. That should take place.
It's a story about poop.
Poop.
A woman from
Florida.
Florida.
Smeared dog poop on her neighbor. This is going to be me.
Was that an Indian Native American ritual?
This was you yesterday morning.
It's okay. It's what the Seminoles used to do before battle.
A woman from Boca.
From Boca.
Boca.
Has been charged with smearing dog poop on her neighbor after police say the two got into a fight because the neighbor's dog fucking shitted in her yard, people.
Shat.
Hey, Goldberg's neighbor was walking her dog when the animal shit on Goldberg's lawn.
Hey, your dog shat in my yard.
In an upscale golf community, you don't shit on someone's yard.
Unless you're a goose. There's lots of geese shit on golf courses.
Well,
said Goldberg told her to clean it up. Goldberg allegedly then picked up the feces and smeared it on the neighbor's woman's hands and shirt.
Yeah.
Mm. Ew.
Yeah. I'd love to have a conversation with George Takei about William Shatner. I said, well, you know, George, you do realize that Shatner's the past tense of Shitner. So.
Yeah. Oh, my.
That's marvelous. Yes. I wish I'd thought of that.
I'm glad you shit on him before I did.
Oh, my.
How you liking that cow Leela, Jimmy? Nice and peaty,
very,
eh?
Very peaty.
Reminds you of a smokehouse fire
where
there's no women allowed.
What kind of whiskey is it?
It's an Islay whiskey from one of the Isles in Scotland. It's really
it's
peaty and really
smoky.
Oh.
It's not your, you know, it's not your run-of-the-mill Macallan or a Glenlivet. You've got to have a big sack on you to finish that.
And an apple.
Jim has a
drag
your
and an apple. Yam shacks through the brambles.
I've seen his yum sacks on the road, and they're...
Yeah? Oh,
Jesus.
They're carry-on. They're chicken sacks.
God, they're... Really
sorry, sir. That's too big for carry-on. You're going to have to check your sack.
There are no tighty-whities in my size. Says Sean Connery.
Except for at the University of Oklahoma and the SAE fraternity. Those are some tighty-whities.
Okay, a man from
Florida.
All right.
Again.
Stops and buries crack cocaine like a squirrel in the middle of a police chase.
I have never seen a squirrel bury crack cocaine.
Maybe.
Men from Florida are really,
they're whack.
They're thinkers.
Maybe squirrels will take crack cocaine to keep Mike Huckabee from eating them.
He was charged with possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, fleeing and eluding an officer. Stopped his car after the officer turned on his lights, but then he took off when the officer approached.
Mm-hmm.
He ran multiple stop signs, sped through
multiple
residential neighborhoods, eventually stopped at an intersection and fled on foot. Officers found him burying a hoodie in a mound of sand. It was crack cocaine and unknown pills inside the hoodie. He was burying a hoodie.
They put the pills inside the hoodie.
Right.
Meanwhile, next door, a
pills
neighbor was
were in the pocket of the hoodie, and he buried the pills in the pocket.
The cops didn't see it. They had their attention on a neighbor smearing shit on another neighbor.
Great.
Florida's whack. You can't mention the word climate change, though, if you work for the government.
That's right.
Oh, that is horrifying
Rick
in Florida.
Scott.
If you mention climate change, the rest of this shit is
a gulag.
It's like Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
Florida.
Like the humidity
you're
got
like,
to
really?
You.
Really? Someone smeared shit in their neighbor's face and fucking buried cocaine and like a squirrel, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Someone mentioned climate change. What the fuck?
It's a gulag.
Guilty.
Guilty. Witch. Burn him.
Okay. Got another one. Man from
Florida.
Florida.
In stolen car, took police on chase, ate cocaine and Xanax.
Eight?
I think this is a thinker.
Part
he's
of this
a
nutritious breakfast.
Well, he led police on a high-speed chase.
If you eat coca leaf, that's actually good for you at altitude.
Oh, yeah,
that fights altitude sickness. But it's when you refine it down to powder and put it up your nose.
Officers say he smoked marijuana, ate a small bag of cocaine, and crashed the stolen car he's driving.
A small bag, a little bit.
A little bit of cocaine.
A baguette.
A baguette.
Cocaine baguette.
Zut alors!
When officers finally stopped him, he said, I know what I did.
Who cares?
I know what I did was stupid. I'm just going to get high before I go out. He said he managed to pop a Xanax before he was placed in handcuffs.
After he bit the bag of cocaine.
That helps even you out a little bit.
You don't really, you're going to jail. That's you what Daddy does. Little, like, hang on a second.
Daddy takes a five-hour energy to get up and a little alcohol to calm it all down.
There you go. It's a never-ending hamster wheel of drugs.
I just whatever it is to get through each day.
Over-the-counter drugs.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can pretend like you've...
All right, one last one. A man from...
Florida.
Hi, I'm Bath Salts. We have not seen a face-eating bath salt
story in a
zombie
long.
In a fucking while.
That's true.
Now, if they ate actual bath salts, they might have
Opinion. Lavender. I feel calm.
Fabulous.
Deputies say a fire chief was attacked by a man who was apparently high in bath salts. Mm-hmm. He was heading to the fire station when he saw a man running down the road. The man dove onto the hood of the vehicle, cracked the windshield, grabbed the chief, and slapped him. The chief hit Kiefer in the face with a portable radio.
Kiefer?
Oh my God, he's a radio geek. Like, I have a portable radio.
No, a fire chief has, they have, you know, the walkie-talkie radios
all
in their
right,
car.
Fine. Yeah. Okay. Helped him.
My dad was one, and we always had one in our car. Yeah.
Okay. He told deputies later he had taken methadone and bath salts. Maybe. You know what? Maybe not the eucalyptus next time. Maybe just the lavender. It will just kind of, you know what I mean? Like, just calm you down.
But yeah, calm down.
Take the edge off.
There's a fastball song called...
Instead of the Xanax, you could just take the bath salts.
Charlie the Methadone Man. Right. It's a fastball song, the group Fastball.
Yeah, exactly.
Methadone and what did he take? Cocaine? No,
he ate a bag of cocaine.
Oh, yeah, and
a bag. And
as
Xanax.
As you do.
Cocaine, yeah. When you're well, my brain.
Pardon me?
You want to feel good. You just want to feel good. If you're in Florida, you got to take whatever... You got a fucked up governor. I don't feel good.
Can we have some dueling, I don't know, Christopher Walkins before we go?
I don't know. We're going out on a limb.
Big red shoes. From
big red shoes. Dorothy stole the red shoes from the Wicked Witch of the East.
Bed, Bath,
she's
and
a
beyond.
Fucking robber.
I was in the beyond part.
I'm on the side of the Wicked Witch of the West. She wants to retain the property that belonged to her sister. Mm-hmm. Wicked Witch of the East. And the goddamn Scarecrow... It's getting in the way.
I trust Scarecrow.
I got flying monkeys coming out of
coming
my castle.
My ass.
And it's not a euphemism.
What happens to the watch that's
Dorothy,
up
your,
his
your
ass.
Grandfather took this watch from
his
Oz.
Grandfather clock up my ass.
And stuck it up the ass of the lion. He needs to shit it out to get his courage.
Somebody pulled my his tail and stuck claw. A watch up my ass.
Carlos, how can we follow you?
On my scooter.
Yeah, I'm going to do
Carlos
that after
Ellis
this.
Rocky Twitter, on my Facebook page.
He's the guy yelling at people
I'm deleting a lot of fucking weirdos on my Facebook page, so please add me as a friend or whatever, and I'll add you.
Yeah, and at Jim Ward Voices on Twitter. And you two need to be separated, and you have needed to be separated since grade school.
Sorry.
But you remain a delight.
With whiskey?
Oh, flower of Scotland, la da 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 da. That's from Rabsy Nesbitt. I'd sooner have my bollocks pickled in vinegar.
Wow, this is weird.
Yeah.
Happy fucking happy hour, everybody. We love you, Carlos. We love you, Jim.
Love you.
Thanks, guys.